Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
To the upset now over President Biden's comments on 60 Minutes after he said this.
The pandemic is over. We still have a problem with COVID. We're still doing a lot of work on it. But the pandemic is over.
The White House clarification of those remarks came from Biden's top pandemic advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
We are not where we need to be if we're going to be able to, quote, live with the virus.
We're not where we need to be. The pandemic is over. What will this confusion do as health officials scramble to let people know they need to get booster shots ahead of winter? Dr. Jean Marazzo joins us. She's director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. Dr. Marazzo, welcome back.
Thanks, Robin. Good to be here.
Yeah, and we know there is a definition of a pandemic, a disease that's prevalent over a whole country or the world. Do you have a different definition as a doctor? And whatever the definition is this one over?
Great question. So as a doctor, I see the pandemic in two different ways. You know, one is that we have all had our personal experience. We've all had our personal pandemic, right? And that has been experiencing the illness, the loss, the social isolation, having to mask. And for many people, that experience of the pandemic is indeed over. They've had the opportunity to be vaccinated. They're out in bars. They're out in restaurants. They're the people that President Biden was referring to yesterday when he saw those folks in the room. But there's also our collective population-based experience of the pandemic, and that's defined by data, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the metrics we looked at that include things like the number of cases, the deaths, the hospitalizations. And those two experiences don't always move in parallel. So right. People may be feeling like it's over, but unfortunately, we are still seeing around 450 deaths in the United States a day, and people who are immunocompromised are definitely still really vulnerable. Yeah. Plus, we have the threat of variants coming up. So at best, I think we are at a plateau, but the pandemic is not finished with us, for sure.
Well, Health and Human Secretary Becerra backs up what you're saying and backed up the president on Monday. He told Yahoo Finance, the president is right. As you just said, he made it clear Americans are still dying in the hundreds every day from COVID. We have to stay at this. And the president did say that. But people, you know, the president is reflecting what so many people are thinking and feeling. Like, wow, it feels better to me, but not to those whose loved ones are still in that 400 a day dying. So what's the message you want Americans to get?
You know, the message is that none of us is the same as we were before this started. And we do have to proceed with some caution, right? We need to be vigilant. We can't just sort of throw our masks away totally. We need to pay attention and be prepared for whatever's coming next. And I think the best way to do that is to pay attention to what's going on. You know, it's not black and white. Things can change at any moment. And recognize that the new bivariant or the new boosters coming out that are active against BA4 and 5, the bivalent boosters, probably offer us at least a window of protection as we go into the winter. And I would really encourage people to get those if they haven't already.
Winter, which brings viruses. And, you know, Dr. Fauci is among those who say, you know, a yearly booster and, you know, the shots for everyone will mean a tailing off of deaths. This will eventually be like the flu. We're not there yet. But we know parents of small children in particular are not taking advantage of the boosters. You know, maybe it's that they're hearing there's no pandemic. In the few seconds we have, what would you say to them?
I would say to them that if they really want to protect their kids, and more importantly or equally importantly, protect other family members from their kids giving them the virus, which we know is a problem with grandparents and older, less immune protected folks, go ahead and get the vaccines. There's no reason not to optimize your kids' protective levels at this point. It's safe, it's available, and it's the right thing to do.
Dr. Jean Marazzo, Director of the Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. Doctor, thanks as always.
Thank you.